Laura, can you just set for local listeners why an event like the Grand Prix in Birmingham is a big deal, not just for British athletics, but it actually is an event that stands up on a world stage?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the number one ranked indoor event in the world. So we see great competition there, you know, each year from across the globe, and many sort of Olympic and world champions, you know, come to the event. So, you know, it's always fantastic sort of competition for the athletes, and fantastic for the spectators as well, because you're seeing really high class competition.
Well, I was coming to that. Some people who will be there every year and book their tickets, and they'll have seen you before and all the others. But other people listening to this won't perhaps have been to athletics or indoor athletics. Can you sell it to them in a nutshell?
Well, it's indoors, so it's nice and warm. Yeah, it was always a good start. So because it's an indoor arena, it just means that you're quite close to action as well. It's a 200 metre track, so half the size of an outdoor track, which means you get to see twice as much action. So we'll be coming around twice as often as we would be outdoors. You're really, really, really close to the track as well. I think it's kind of, it's a bit deceiving when you see pictures, you think quite far away, but actually really, really close. And the atmosphere as well, just with it being indoors, I think you can get really, really loud. And you know, it's always great. I love racing indoors just from the atmosphere as well. So, you know, everybody always really, really enjoys it. And it's, I'll be there. So if you want to come watch me, then I'll be racing.
And does something in the water suit you in Birmingham, is there not? Because your past performances, you've racked up some very good performances here in particular.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
and in that period, since, you know, those breakthrough, you know, events in terms of Birmingham, if I put it that way, you have established yourself now as not just the front runner in a very competitive event for Britain, but a serious athlete on the world stage. That's a big deal to have achieved at 25.
Yeah, it's going pretty well. It's been crazy these past few years. I've just kind of, I've progressed through the ranks very quickly. But it's really, really exciting to kind of see where I can go, and I'm now getting those medals on the table. I'm doing running the fast times, getting the British records, getting the medals on the table, and just the Müller Indoor Grand Prix gives me that other opportunity to have a really competitive field and hopefully to get some fast times and some competition.
Is it, as so many sport people talk about, a confidence thing? Once you've shown at one world standard event that you can compete, are you as much convincing yourself, you know, I can cope in this company, I can, you know, beat these people?
Yeah, definitely. I think it can be very intimidating when you've got these big names that you're lining up against. But I think now, you know, I've got that experience. I've been medalist. You know, I've beaten a lot of the other different girls. So I think that does give you a huge amount of confidence. And I think once you've got that, you know you can do it. So I think, yeah, having done it before, you know you can replicate that, and it gives you a lot of confidence going forward.
Some athletes like an indoor season. Some do it some years. Some it doesn't suit at all. You've talked about your past record indoors, not just here, but elsewhere too. And I wonder whether next year is a particularly important indoor season for you, not just because of events like the ones we've got here, but of course Glasgow and Scotland is right at the heart of it again.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we've been really lucky in Britain having so many home championships. So you're having Glasgow 2019, which is just after the Müller Indoor Grand Prix, is you know, a really big championship to have on home turf, which is fantastic. So we had the World Indoors this year in Birmingham. We've got the European Indoors next year in Glasgow. We've got the Grand Prix every year, you know, in Birmingham and Glasgow. So it's really exciting to have kind of so many big championships, you know, on home soil that people can come and watch and enjoy.
And is the home crowd thing, is it really as big a deal as people say it is?
For me it is, yeah. I guess it maybe depends on the athlete, but for me, certainly, you know, when you're really, really hurting in those last few seconds of the race, I think just hearing that roar and knowing that the crowd's kind of rooting for you and wanting to do well, I think it really does help and try and distract you from the pain. And I've always performed really well, you know, and I've had a great reception, so I'm looking forward to it.
Just one more thing, if I may. Is life different now than it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago? I say that not because you've established yourself at the level you've established yourself at, but there's a certain amount of recognition that comes with that. You've become a leading personality in the sport in this country. Even, I've got to tell you, when you were coming in, one of the lads at the front here, when it was said, Laura Mew was coming in, turned to his mate when the teacher wasn't looking and said, Laura Mew is here. And things like that, and you finish with studying that. Is life different? And when you're in the middle of the track, do you notice?
It's changed a bit. I think certainly, you know, I've been on TV a lot more and had more recognition because I've been doing well. So it's nice to kind of have that recognition because you are doing well. But you know, in terms of myself, I'm just kind of the same person. I just plug away in training like normal. I just get a bit more attention when I race now, which is nice. But I just do it because I really enjoy it, and the fact that I'm doing well is a bonus for me. So I'm just going to keep on doing it because I really enjoy it, and hopefully I can deliver lots of good performances in the future as well.